setting a precedent for other big private corporations, Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is providing free legal aid to patients in need at the Arkansas Children's Hospital in Little Rock. Lori Chumbler, Associate General Counsel for Walmart, says for the past couple of years, the retailer had been looking for a structured pro bono program for its legal department. Entering into a medical legal partnership with the Children's Hospital and other legal counsel organizations in the state seemed like the perfect solution.
Essentially, we are partnering with the doctors at Children's Hospital to address needs that they were seeing in their patients and their families in terms of legal needs that were unmet. Classic example for a medical legal partnership is a child who suffers from asthma and is treated repeatedly in the emergency room context, and despite breathing treatments or medication or other prescriptive measures that the doctors have taken, the child isn't getting better. And so what the doctor may find out is the child is living in a mold-infested apartment or in other some kind of condition where maybe his electricity has been shut off such that he can't do his breathing treatments. And so doctors know that those are clearly situations, social stressors that affect their children's, their patients' health, but they knew that they weren't medically equipped from, a medical background to address. So those were really legal issues. And so that's kind of where we would come in.
One of the several organizations Walmart is collaborating with on this medical legal partnership is the Center for Arkansas Legal Services and Legal Aid of Arkansas. According to Lori, Walmart was inspired by Legal Aid's existing medical legal partnership with Mid-Delta Health Systems, a chain of health clinics in the Arkansas-Mississippi Delta region that serves six counties in the state.
That kind of raised my awareness, and in talking with our legal aid partners, in talking to them about how well that clinic had done and how many legal needs had been met, that was inspiring to me. It was kind of a situation where, we know that patients, especially children's families, people struggling with critical health issues, they're very much apt to trust healthcare providers and turn, many situations over to their doctor, that including legal situations. And then we were essentially seeing that issues were being resolved, that legal aid was being able to help people who wouldn't otherwise seek out a lawyer.
In this particular partnership, after an evaluation, patients in need of legal assistance will be referred to the on-site legal aid attorney Amy Pritchard by a physician, social worker, or a nursing staff member. Pritchard can then choose to forward individual cases to the pro bono partners or address them herself. The partnership is focused on assisting income-qualifying families, that is, families who are at 200% of the poverty line or below. Patients from other states will also be eligible for assistance as long as they're being treated at the Arkansas Children's Hospital. Walmart attorneys from various backgrounds are being trained in specific areas such as special education to ensure disabled children receive their public education, and Medicaid to help families navigate through the Medicaid system.
They have various backgrounds. We have litigators. We have transactional lawyers who maybe do real estate contracts. We have merchandising and marketing lawyers. So they're going to come at this from a number of backgrounds, and that's why we thought it would be, one of the most important parts of this project would be to give training in the particular areas of law that we're going to at least initially focus.
The retailer currently employs close to 145 lawyers, of whom about 135 are stationed in Bentonville. Lori says the goal is to have 50% participation by the attorneys, but she expects actual participation will far exceed that number. To help implement the medical legal partnership, last year Walmart contacted Ellen Lawton, the then executive director of the National Center for Medical Legal Partnerships, for guidance. According to Ellen, one of the biggest challenges the retailer faced was to be sure to provide the oversight and support for their staff to engage in this project on a long-term basis.
And then also they were concerned that they, as attorneys who represent Walmart, didn't have the specific expertise that was going to be required to be effective. And how are they going to build that expertise? How are they going to build that capacity? And I think it's just a mark of their sophistication in addressing major initiatives that they took time to think about that and then developed a strategy to address how they were going to develop the expertise.
Ellen calls herself the matchmaker who helped bring Walmart and the Arkansas Children's Hospital together for this particular venture.
Arkansas Children's Hospital had contacted us, you know, months before, very interested in a medical legal partnership and wanting to create a project like that, but they didn't know who to call. They didn't know, they were their healthcare entity. They didn't know who would be the best person to work with in the legal community or the best agency to work with in the legal community. And so when Walmart called me looking for information about medical legal partnership, it was a perfect opportunity to join the two institutions and then bring in the legal aid of Arkansas, who we had already been working with because they had initiated a medical legal partnership in the Mid-Delta area.
This isn't the first time that Walmart and the Arkansas Children's Hospital have collaborated with each other. Over the past 20 years, Walmart and Sam's Club have raised more than $20 million, plus the foundation has donated a little over $500,000 in cash to the Arkansas Children's Hospital. The funds have helped the hospital purchase equipment, furniture, even a helicopter. Dr. Bonnie Taylor, a physician and former medical director of the Arkansas Children's Hospital, championed the medical aspect of this partnership. She says, even though the program has been around only for a month, the response has been mostly positive.
It's all over the place. So I think it's going to be a well-accepted partnership, if you will. Our lawyers are very excited about it. I can tell you our doctors are very excited about it because they've been struggling with issues for years when they see patients in the clinic or even in the hospital where the, you know, families are trying to work through the system, work through so much red tape and so many forms, and they're so confused about how they get services. And, you know, doctors and social workers are writing letter after letter after letter and trying to talk to people at different agencies. And just, you know, it just kind of goes round and round. And it's really easier for a lawyer to then get into the mix to try to help straighten out some of the confusion, work through the red tape, that sort of thing.
Dr. Taylor says it's unlikely that the structure of the medical legal partnership will remain the same in the future. Depending on the number and kind of cases that come through and the number of lawyers involved, the referral system might become more complex. In the future, Lori Chumbler, Associate General Counsel for Walmart, hopes that other corporate conglomerates will follow in Walmart's footsteps and set up similar programs. Ellen Lawton of the National Center for Medical Legal Partnerships says, Walmart's interest in medical legal partnerships has not only helped set an important example for other corporates, but also helped validate the program's concept.
Walmart's interest in medical legal partnership has been critically important in getting the message out about the opportunity this model presents. The passion and commitment that comes from the Walmart team for this work, and it's hard work, and it's tough emotionally, but the passion and commitment we see from the team, I think, is really energizing for the other partners at Arkansas Children's and at Legal Aid of Arkansas. And so I think everyone in the partnership recognizes that they each have something to learn about from each other to help improve the lives of of vulnerable kids and families in the community.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.